The recent court cases in North Carolina where juries ruled farm smells and noises were a nuisance has farmers around the country paying attention. I'm Larry Lee with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. So far, three pork producers stand to lose millions unless they are successful in appealing the court rulings, and more cases against North Carolina pig farmers have been filed. We'll hear from Rusty Rumley with the National Ag Law Center next on Managing for Profit. Rusty Rumley with the National Ag Law Center says farmers might think they cannot be sued as a nuisance because of right-to-farm laws, but those laws vary.
All 50 states have right-to-farm statutes, and just to make things more complicated, all 50 of them are different.
Rumley tells Brownfield the laws started showing up state by state in the 1970s and 80s as more people started moving to the countryside, creating more conflicts. He says the tort of nuisance is the substantial and ongoing interference with another's use and enjoyment of their land, but says the same facts and circumstances might play out differently in different states.
None of these cases are directly analogous across state lines. So what a judge rules in North Carolina would be different than North Dakota versus Florida versus Oklahoma versus Wisconsin. Every state's law is a little bit different, and every state's case law has evolved a little bit differently. So you have to look at each state individually.
Rumley says after the first North Carolina verdict, state lawmakers quickly updated their right-to-farm law, but it will not protect farmers from the many suits already filed. And for farmers around the country, he says they have to understand they too can be sued, and the outcome will depend on the facts and that state's right-to-farm guidelines.
They're tricky laws. One thing you have to keep in mind is that there's no two farming operations in the entire world that are the exact same. So you're dealing with that issue, and on top of that, you're trying to write a law that is a one-size-fits-all solution. So sometimes, depending upon the facts of your case, you know, sometimes the farmer might be in the right, what a lot of people would consider they're doing the right things. In other cases, you know, maybe the farmer could be doing a lot better job of management practices or something like that. So, I mean, the facts are always going to be different, but the law is the same. So that's one thing that makes these statutes difficult, is that you're applying the same law to completely different facts every single time. So that's just something that makes these things tricky to litigate. It makes them tricky to defend, you know, in the court of public opinion. It's something that farmers, lawmakers, neighbors, they're all going to have to deal with.
I'm Larry Lee with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.